State lawmakers who voted to pass the capital budget yesterday say it will help the economy, but it will provide less help than it did just a few years ago when it was twice as large. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
When oil prices fell in 2014, so did the amount of money available for Alaska to repair and expand roads and other infrastructure. The state spent more than $2 billion on the capital budget in 2013. The new budget includes less than a tenth of that. Sarah LaFave handles contracts for Fairbanks company Exclusive Paving. She notes the state has stopped funding its own construction projects. Now most of the capital budget comes from federal spending.
Once upon a time, the state was able to do state-funded transportation and infrastructure projects. So that would include not just highways, but airports and that type of thing. Those state-funded projects are done.
This decline has contributed to an overall decline in construction jobs across Alaska. According to the State Department of Labor and Workforce Development, there's been a 1/6 drop in construction jobs over the past 3 years. Some trades have been hit particularly hard. Corey Baxter expresses anguish on the effect on the members of his union. He's the Juneau District Representative for the International Union of Operating Engineers Local 302.
It's huge for our members. That's, I'd say, over 90% of our work has to deal with the capital budget. And with the huge cut we've had over the last couple of years, it's hurt us big time. A lot of our members, you know, are thinking about moving out of state.
The capital spending decline has hit regions in different ways. Southeast Alaska was already affected by the overall decline in state spending. Raincoast Data Director Melani Shivens says the region lost roughly 50 construction jobs last year and could lose a projected 100 this year.
You're having an enormous impact, a negative downward impact on jobs, on population, on spending, and so it's been really frustrating and disappointing to watch.
Without a sudden surge in oil prices, the state won't be able to fund projects like it used to. But there are steps that the legislature can take to increase capital spending, according to some construction industry advocates. Associated General Contractors of Alaska Executive Director John McKinnon says state support for three often maligned mega projects would help. They are the Juneau Access Road, the Kinnick Arm Bridge, and the Susitna-Watonna Dam. Governor Bill Walker has decided against pursuing the projects. McKinnon says $150 million in state spending for those projects would draw much more federal spending that would put contractors to work.
You look at some of the greatest projects that have been done in this country, the Hoover Dam, the Golden Gate Bridge, the Coastal Highway that went down through the Florida Keys. Those projects were done in and around the depth of depression.
McKinnon's wife, Anna McKinnon, is a Republican senator who oversees the capital budget as co-chair of the Senate Finance Committee. John McKinnon says the capital budget decline has affected private spending.
Part of that has to do with the optimism out there of investors, private investors and private money. You don't see a lot of private money being spent out there.
But the oil price decline has also had a large effect on private construction. The Institute of Social and Economic Research projects overall construction spending will be down $700 million this year. Most of the decline is from the private sector. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.